You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. We're joined now by Mike Tenura. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Todd. Great to be here.
Let's start with South America. Can you begin in Brazil? They're dry at the moment. Will they be changing?
They will be changing, especially in the driest areas. If you look at a map of Brazil and you plot out their soybean crop, you would end up seeing that the northern half of soybeans have received great rainfall over the last several weeks and even all the way back into October. The southern half, though, has had a different story, with rainfall having been fairly minimal in several key regions, especially in Paraná and Mato Grosso do Sul. So that area needs some rain. As we move forward, we see several chances for rain, not only in the dry areas, but also in those areas that have received some pretty good totals in recent weeks. So once you put all of this together, we don't think the dryness will be as significant of an issue as it is today. And that's primarily based on a couple of thunderstorm chances as a cool front dissipates, the big one being on Friday and Saturday, and then a couple more chances beginning early next week. So we don't think that Brazil will be, or at least we won't have as much concern over the dry situation in Brazil 1 week from today.
And in Argentina?
Argentina is a little more interesting in that we will see a couple of cool fronts move across the country, which will produce some thunderstorms here and there. The big question is whether or not we'll see a direct strike in some of these concentrated corn and soybean areas, because similarly to southern Brazil, the same weather pattern has been affecting much of Argentina over the last month. So even though dryness is nothing too anomalous, a lot of these areas where corn and soybeans are grown have been considerably drier than normal over the last 30 days. Now, we think they will see some thunderstorms here and there over the next week, but the best chances are generally just north and just south of the concentrated production area. If this forecast holds up, then 1 week from today, we might be talking a little bit more about Argentina because they could use a little bit of rain. Of all the crops that are produced there, the one that would be under the highest risk of some type of yield issue if it were to stop raining through the middle of December would be the earliest planted corn. They essentially plant a majority of their corn in two chunks. The first one gets planted from October into the middle of November, and then the second one begins to be planted about a week or two from now, and then lasting into January.
From South America, let's move to North America. There are some regions we should watch for both the soft red and hard red winter wheat. What kind of conditions there?
Well, soft red winter wheat and hard red winter wheat have both been pretty dry over the last 60 to 90 days. Much of the soft red winter wheat belt had a big rain over the last week, and we see another big rain coming up Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Hard red winter wheat does have some chances for rain and snow, maybe even a winter storm at some point next week or the following week, just given the location of the jet stream and a colder period that begins in about 5 days from now. But at least at the moment, we don't see anything that really tells us that that situation is definitely going to end. So we need to keep an eye on the hard red winter wheat crop going forward.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Mike Tenura is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.